If only, Emma. If only we were out in the sunshine.
If only.
Funny. But you did go see a movie that's called If.
I did go see a movie that's called If. I like what you did there.
That wasn't a smooth segue, but yeah, it was some sort of a segue.
It was a segue. So I went to the If red carpet, which took place in Leicester Square in London on Tuesday.
Now, give me a rundown. What is If about?
Well, first I'm going to tell you, I went with a toothache.
Listen, Emma.
The toothache kicked off.
It wouldn't
off.
Be a week in the life of Emma Perry without a toothache. As I said, you just need to get dentures. Get them all out.
I do. I'll get rid of the teeth. So I went through the toothache, but I got through it and it was so much fun. If is gorgeous. So for any of the families listening in today and the parents, it is absolutely stunning. So it's out on the 17th of May. So that is this coming week, right? And it's starring and written and directed by John Krasinski, who we adore. Mm-hmm. He is a fun guy. And it tells the story of a young girl named Bea who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends, right?
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's so cool. And she then decides. So basically, you know, a lot of the time when people have imaginary friends, sometimes you grow up and you might forget about them. So she embarks on a magical adventure to reconnect the forgotten ifs. That's what they call them, imaginary friends, mm-hmm. ifs, with their kids. So the grown-up kids. So, wow. Did you have an imaginary friend when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
That's a pity because she could have. She could have reconnected you. So I don't remember having one, but only recently my family, my cousin, told me that I had one called Jane when I was a kid, which is funny because I always remember my mom telling me that I wanted my sister to be called Jane, but they called her Katie Jane instead. But my cousin only said to me recently, "Do you remember you had an imaginary friend called If?" But the movie's gorgeous. It's really good fun. The cast is incredible. So Kayleigh Fleming plays Bea, right? Ryan Reynolds is in it. John Krasinski's in it. Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. We have also have like Steve Carell is in it. We have Louis Gossett Jr. and many more. It's incredible.
What a lineup.
Emily Blunt.
Can I also say Fiona Shaw?
I know.
Love Fiona
Legend.
Shaw.
Legend. I met her.
She is from Cork, isn't she?
Yeah, she is from Cork, yeah.
There you go.
So I was talking to Kayleigh on the red carpet and Kayleigh's only 17. So like we were dying to know what her friends make of her being in a movie like this.
I don't think they really understood what was happening until they saw the previews. I think they might have thought I was going a little crazy when I told them that I would work with big 8 feet tall purple monsters all day. I think they thought I was going a bit mad, but they get to see it now.
Imagine being 17 and like you're, that being your job.
Imagine. It'd be like such a strange, I think, to go from like a teenager in school to being on this big platform with all of these really famous, well-known actors and actresses as well. It's absolutely incredible.
Like, I'm talking, like, I mentioned some of the cast there. We also have, like, Blake Lively. You've got Vince Vaughn. You've got Matt Damon. You've got Sam Rockwell. Like, the Bradley Cooper.
Do
like,
they just get all of Hollywood?
So Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, and Kayleigh Fleming are the human characters.
Yes.
And then everyone else is an imaginary friend.
Oh,
everyone
wow.
else is an if.
Yes.
So they're the voices of them. So they had this incredible cast. And Kayleigh, I asked her what life was like for her since she started working in the movie industry. And I really loved what she had to say about her mom.
But I feel like ever since I got the call that I got the job, I've been on cloud nine. I mean, I just feel very blessed to be here. And I wouldn't be where I am today without my mom. So I'm very grateful for her. I love my mom.
Do you know what was so sweet? So her mom was on the red carpet with her, and when she arrived, you know, people are like, there's hundreds of people there. The red carpets in London are insane. So there's hundreds of people there and they're like, Kayleigh Fleming, and she's arrived and she got so overwhelmed and she just started crying, and then her mom came over and gave her a big hug because I think she just couldn't believe that she was starring in this movie and now she was on a red carpet in London. It was really, really gorgeous. But as you said there, Fiona Shaw is an absolute legend. Like, she is an Irish icon, and she is in the movie. She plays Kayleigh's character's grandmother, okay? And it's a really, really fun film. So I asked her what she enjoyed most about working on it.
I mean, I could say John Krasinski, or I could say Kayleigh, or I could say Phoebe, or I could say... I think one of the favourite things was I stayed in New York and went over the Brooklyn Bridge every morning and went to the studio. That was fantastic. Like being in Dublin. Almost as much fun as being in Dublin.
I love that, the way she brought Dublin into it.
Oh, that's nice. But Cork people aren't going to be happy about that.
No, I know. But I did then, from then, I went on to ask her when she is back in Ireland, yes, what she enjoys to do the most and what she does with her downtime. And this is what she had to say.
Just had a wonderful time making Bad Sisters with that team. So I just want to make Bad Sisters forever with them. But we just finished, actually. But I love being in Dublin and Wicklow and out in Donabate. We filmed all down that coast. And, you know, we filmed some of it in England. But it was great fun. That team is great. But I also want to see my mother in Cork. So I, you know, I have many Irish lives.
I love that. I was
sorry,
like, so
she's
what?
In Bad Sisters.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, what are you doing with your downtime? And then she's like, Bad Sisters. And I was like, oh my God.
I think
God.
You got a scoop there.
Yes.
You got a scoop, Emma.
So very excited about that. But she was absolutely wonderful. And she was, oh my God, she's such an icon. You know, one of those people you're just like, you're talking to them and you're like, I'm in complete awe of you.
And she got her big break, I think it was kind of in her 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which is just lovely to hear.
And you know what the thing is? So I was in awe of her, but somebody else who starred in the If movie was in awe of her too. I'll be back with more.
Bambi Thug, Doomsday Blue. I absolutely love that song. Their performance was incredible. I would say the best performance of the Eurovision, the staging and everything.
Yeah, it was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really, really was. Congratulations to them.
Congratulations. I could just say that song is addictive.
They did us proud.
They did us really proud. I know it was the first time Ireland got to the grand final in so, so long.
Yeah, I know.
And we came sixth. It was a really massive achievement.
Well done.
Woohoo. Yeah.
So, would you like to hear more from the If red carpet, right? So I did mention before the song there from Bambi Thug. I mentioned that I was in awe of Fiona Shaw, right? But I wasn't the only one. So Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who I adore. Any Fleabag fans out there, I'm sure it will be feeling the same. So she plays an If called Blossom, okay? And she had spoken previously about how she is a complete fangirl of Fiona Shaw. Then they got to work together on Fleabag a little bit, and then obviously were reunited for this. So of course I had to ask her what it was like to be working with her favourite person.
Oh my God, I mean, I just want to hang out with her all the time. And it was crazy because we won't actually be allowed to work in the same room because obviously I was playing a butterfly. So being here, I just leapt on her. But it's a joy to be with her again. And the storyline, her storyline is so beautiful and her performance is so amazing. I'm just like, oh.
She was proper like, you know when somebody's like really excited. She was like, oh my god, like if you could see the expression on her face when she was talking about Fiona Shaw, she was so excited. But I did say a little bit earlier on that If movie was written by, directed and stars John Krasinski. John Krasinski is one of those actors who I just think he's just really fun. He's such a likable character. And it's obviously about imaginary friends, and I was wondering whether or not the story was inspired by himself and whether he had an imaginary friend. And this is what he had to say about where the story came from.
My kids, 150%. I've always wanted to do a movie for my kids, but I didn't know what to do. And then I was just watching them escape into this magical world every single day. And I said to Emily, wouldn't it be great if we could go there? And then believe it or not, when the pandemic hit, their lights started to go out and they started playing fewer and fewer imaginary games. And they started asking questions like, are we going to be okay? And I said, stop. We're going to be great because that magical world that you created, you can always go back to. And these people always have your back. And so that's why I made it.
And have they seen the movie yet?
Not yet. In 4 days. I've never been more scared in my life for anybody to see anything.
Because so children are the harshest critics.
Yeah, I know.
We all know that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that is the cutest.
And Emily Blunt doesn't star in it at all, does she?
She does.
Oh,
yeah,
she does.
She's
okay.
A voiceover. Yeah. Yeah, she's a voiceover for one of the characters in it as well. Like, I mean,
everyone.
John managed to get everyone.
And like we think they get everyone for the Marvel movies. Like, this is a real alliance.
Yeah.
He managed to get them all together.
But it's such a fun movie, so I understand why so many people wanted to be a part of it. Like, and it's also one of those movies I left afterwards and I was like, oh, my inner child, I need to bring her out more, you know?
A feel-good movie.
So it's
great.
A feel-good movie. I'm going to finish it off with one final clip. So we do know, well, I know that John Krasinski has been to Ireland a few times and he is a fan of Ireland. So, of course, we had to ask him. Typical Irish style, we had to ask him about Ireland.
I love Ireland. I've been there. Now that I know that as an American, I can't be like, I'm Irish. I have heritage in Ireland, down south in Goleen. Yeah. I went and visited Emily when she was out west shooting. I've been to Dublin several times, and I'm waiting for Cillian Murphy to call me back to go back to Dublin.
So there you go, Cillian Murphy, friend of the show. If you're listening, John Krasinski would like you to call him, so please give him a call. So that is If Movie. It is out in cinemas on the 17th of May. And as I said, it's a really fun movie. It's one I think that a lot of the kids and the families are going to love. So make sure you get along to see it.
I will definitely be going along to see It. But now it's some Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso on 2FM.